University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. Representing the Medicine Hat Tigers, Professor Dave Chow.
I only wish. Pleasure to be here, as always.
As always. So if you were playing for the Tigers, what position would you play?
Ooh, I've always wanted to play goalie.
All right, that's a lot of fun. If you get blurry vision, we're going to pull you. I'm just letting you know.
Just beam me in the noggin, hit me where it
counts. Like Jimmy Howard, he said he was seeing things. Oh, I'm like, Lord. That's probably time to, when the pretzels start dancing, it's time to pull him off the ice. Professor Jason Roach.
I would probably play left wing.
Left wing, okay.
Ukulele.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this before. Are you a Penguins fan?
Not really.
I mean, you're in the worst place in the world to be a Penguins fan.
Yeah, but, you know, I was wearing a Penguins shirt. I was a Penguins fan before I moved here, but it's just hockey to me.
Oh,
Just hockey.
Sacrilege. It just helps keep things going until baseball season. And
you don't say just hockey in this town.
Not in hockey town, that's for sure.
I almost got in a fight wearing my Penguins shirt.
Hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you'll learn.
Yeah. It won't be much of a fight.
I know you've been to a great number of Red Wings games, Professor Dan Maggio. So,
and I like Penguins, too.
And you like Penguins, they're but delicious. Not the Pittsburgh Penguins.
No, I like the animals.
Yeah, the animals. They're cool.
They're delicious.
Yes, they're good spread on crackers.
Wow.
No, I've actually only been to probably about a half a dozen Wings games over the years. I'm going to the Whalers tomorrow night.
Oh, that's fun.
That sounds like fun.
The Whalers. Yeah. So
sadly, every single time I'm up late doing the dishes, listening to this, we have a 2-0 goal lead in the first, and I open up the newspaper the following morning, finding we lost 3-2. I can't handle this.
I was watching.
You get a newspaper?
Yeah, I do actually.
Oh. What are we playing, Anaheim? Was it last
Ducks.
Sunday or
Ducks.
Saturday?
Yes. Yes.
It was 0-0, and I went and did stuff, and I came back, and it was 2-2. Yeah. And it was like within a 5-minute period.
I'm like, Matt, are you the reason the Wings are losing then?
Yeah, probably.
Are you the jinx?
I'm just going to stop washing the dishes. It's probably going to be easier for everybody.
Well, that's as good a reason as any to give up washing dishes.
So talk to me about Professor Jim Tubbs being a son of the Carolinas, one Carolina actually in particular. All I've ever seen, especially when the Wings were playing the Hurricanes in the Cup Final, is people were really into it. I can't imagine the Carolinas and hockey going hand-in-hand, but they took off. Do you have any commentary?
Well, I happened to be traveling with my parents who were from North Carolina and my brother also from North Carolina during that playoff series. So we just had to arrange to be civil. We were out on the West Coast and we watched the games together, but I tried to stifle my verbal expressions of excitement during
got
that
it.
Time.
So, got it.
So is it
and got
do you
good
think,
at it after a while.
Do you think hockey is popular there because of the transplants or is it homegrown?
No, it's not homegrown. It's popular because of the transplants and because the Hurricanes did so well so fast.
Yes.
They haven't since.
That's true.
You know, they came
That's
on
true.
So strong that it gave them, especially Cam Morton, it gave them something exciting.
And is there, what other sports are down there? No,
and the Bobcats.
You're talking about huge numbers of people who have to learn what the rules are, you know, who have never cheered for a hockey
team. I would imagine educating them on ice is more than a drink additive.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Do they sell sweet?
There are not many frozen arenas in North Carolina, period.
Actually, I'm not sure if it's north or south, but they have a curling club. They come up to our club every year for Bonchville.
Wow.
I couldn't tell you, but there is a club in one of the Carolinas.
Well, up in the mountains of North Carolina, they have some ice rinks to go along with the ski slopes, but not much else.
Very cool. Well, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. We're still looking for that long sought after question set about ancient NHL trivia. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or facebook.com/udmatp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we were together, seems like just a few minutes ago, we were doing questions from Kathy Riley of Glendale, California. We just had a couple more to go, and these have been very, very good. Enlightening and all over the map, just like we like them. Frank and Ethel Mars introduced the Snickers bar in what year?
1904.
It's a little bit later than that.
1912.
1929 is what it says here.
Oh, really?
Bonus question.
Just in time for the Depression. Just in time to cheer us up.
Bonus question, though. How did the Snickers bar get its name?
It was named after somebody's horse, if I remember right.
Their family horse. Oh. Yeah. Snickers the horse. Absolutely. Former Australian Prime Minister Bob Hawke was in the Guinness Book of World Records for what in 1954?
Shaking hands, kissing babies.
Drinking?
Drinking 2.5 pints of beer in 11 seconds or less. Oh.
These are the talents we need. I was actually kidding. But
who was that? The Australian Prime Minister?
Australian Bob Hawke.
I didn't want to be accused of applying a stereotype.
Was it Foster's?
Foster's.
Australian for beer.
Nah, Carlton. But you know what? I bet he followed it up with a bloomin' onion.
I bet he did.
And some shrimps on the bobby.
What do the dog days of summer refer to?
Dogs are laying out and just panting.
I think it's related to the Dog Star Sirius in some way, but I don't know how.
The weeks between July 3rd and August 11th is when the Dog Star is prominent in Canis Major, although our producer, Adam Winbigler, does not agree with this. So he's shaking his head. That's all I know.
I have heard that many years ago, but I didn't remember what the dates were or why. But
why? Is he the dog that we're referring to? Don't howl.
What? Munch. Oh, he's actually baying at the moon. What do the letters WD stand for in WD-40?
Water displacement.
Yes.
Nice.
WD-40 was the 40th attempt at creating a water displacement formula. That makes perfect sense. What do emus, alligators, and kangaroos have in common?
The oo sound in their name? Oh, no, alligators.
Alligoos. Emus and kangaroos. Alligators.
Are they have something to do with they're the biggest of their...
Nope.
No.
They're delicious on crackers.
It's something that they can do
with their
sort
mouth.
Of.
Move fast.
It's about moving. Mm-hmm. It's not about quickness. Mm.
Fast reflex?
Nope.
Turning in a certain
direction. They digest food quickly?
You're pretty close, Jason. They can't actually go directly backwards with the way their joints are set up.
Oh,
so they can only go forwards, which is weird. If you ask me, I know what to do the next time an alligator is around, that's for sure.
I'm just going to put an alarm clock inside of it, then I'll hear it coming.
Tick-tock. Very well done. Which is smaller and why? Left lung or right lung?
Left lung because of the heart.
Left lung. Yeah, because of the aorta.
Yep, it makes up for the volume of the heart. Very well done. Thank you so much, Kathy. Those were great.
Mm-hmm. Nice variety, too.
Yes, it was a good variety. We are still cooking with Crisco on our questions from students.
Wesson.
I'm sorry, Wesson. Oh, gosh. So we have some student questions from UDM based on our remote, not-so-remote show a few weeks ago. Sabrina Wadud is in my organic chemistry classes, and she has questions and answers on world culture. So
nice.
We can take 10 of these questions here. What are the two official languages of the country of Kenya?
Maasai.
I do not have Maasai.
English?
English is one of them.
French?
Not French.
No, it's got to be native.
Portuguese?
Not Portuguese.
It's not Swahili.
Swahili is what it's
called. Oh, okay.
English and Swahili.
I thought that was farther south.
It's the home nation of our president's father, right? Isn't that correct? Wasn't he Kenyan?
Yes.
Is that right? What is the most spoken language in the world, or to phrase the question differently? Yeah, it's Mandarin. The language spoken by the most people is Mandarin Chinese. Absolutely.
I'm still blown away by that.
Why is that?
Because, you know, my family speaks Cantonese, but they write the same.
Really?
Chinese is written the same, but it's spoken differently.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
Oh, no, that's weird.
That is
I know.
Weird.
Don't understand.
Well, have you ever been to the South?
I was just going to say that.
they write things say, the same, too, but oh, yeah, you
South.
Might not recognize.
Have you ever been to Boston or Long Island?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because I remember, like, outside of Shanghai, I remember watching my father write a note to the bus driver. Couldn't communicate with him verbally, but they could write back and forth on notepad.
Oh, wow.
Well,
interesting.
I have had to ask people to write down what they were saying when they were speaking English.
Oh, my gosh. All I know is that it's definitely the wave of the future. My now 9-month-old Emmett, for Christmas, got a lion that you put balls in his mouth, and he talks to you, and it's English, Spanish, and Po To Hua. It has a whole bunch of counting in Mandarin at the end of it. Wow. Yeah, so pretty crazy.
Oh, I'm going to be pretty updated.
Crazy. Nice.
What was the last? Who was the last great pharaoh of ancient Egypt, and how did he pass?
I'm going to guess that he passed in like a canoe type structure
to the other world.
Yeah. He passed on the left
with lots of gold.
He was a jerk. Food. He passed on the left.
No, the right.
Oh, so, another one.
What, yeah, passing on the Hotep? Who was it?
One of the Cheopses, Ptolemy.
Would I give you too much of a clue by going Moses?
Ramses the third?
It was Ramses the third. And how really? Did he die?
Hmm.
I love that movie. The Ten Commandments is one of my favorite movies.
He got
of
swept
all
away
time.
By water?
No. No. Or frogs.
Yeah. Plague.
He choked.
How did he die?
He was stabbed.
No. Nope.
He overate.
No, he one of his wives took him out, apparently, according to tradition.
How
we know that. I'm sure there's a hieroglyphic of or something like that, but does not say how, but one of his wives took him out. According to Buddhism, what causes suffering?
Desire.
Yes, but desire comes from someplace.
Lust,
the
envy.
Cause of everything. Not envy. Fear leads to hate. Hate leads to...
Was this
much
Yoda?
Anger.
What is this, Yoda?
No, that's what it's turning, into. I believe the root of all suffering is the mind. It's the way your mind is put together. So, in other words, all everything right. Okay. is, I believe, what maybe
we're
I
all
was
just
going for.
Mentally suffering.
Pretty much everything.
We're toast.
So we're doomed to suffer?
How does a traditional Chinese wife gain respect from her husband's family?
Foot binding?
No.
I'm just guessing. Nobody laughed either. I'm really bad at that.
Not foot binding.
How does the wife get respect from the husband's father?
She beats up her husband.
Think about it while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we've got them all. The whole panel is right here today.
Should we hold hands? They won't do it.
A magic circle.
Is that some kind of Unitarian ritual? You know, my in-laws always do this at Christmas and stuff. You know, they do that.
They eat dinner holding hands.
Yeah,
we used to.
God.
That was fun.
Okay. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Well, it's less of a pleasure than it sometimes is. They won't touch me.
Can't take a chair.
Oh, you wanted to hold hands, George.
George, put your pants back on. We will.
And on George's right, the assistant dean of the College of Liberal Arts,
Kathy Bush. Schaefer. I'm so happy to be here.
I'd like to hold hands with Kathy anytime.
But you'd have to do it over George. Wow, that's intriguing.
All right.
And on Kathy's right from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Well, hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah's right from the Department of English, Professor Claire Schumann-Hank Crabtree.
What?
All you gotta do is say cheers, Edmund.
I'm gonna sulk until I find out what that means. Cheers.
Madame Schumann-Hank was a very famous contralto.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, who toured the entire Western world in the 20th century, giving farewell concerts for about 35 years.
Well, my forebear, Lotta Crabtree, as people in California might know, made millions of dollars singing.
Ooh, wow.
Operetta style, music hall style stuff around the turn of the century. Earlier than the turn of the century. Lotta.
Neat. Lotta. Yes. It was her house that they were going through last week with all those questions. The antiques and the jewels.
She left it to veterans and horses.
Good for her.
Okay. Well.
That's what they said.
No, Schumann-Hank. I should also.
We are back with some wonderful questions from my student, Sabrina Wadood. Let's see if we can cover a lot of these. This should be a lot of fun. We were leaving it with, how does a traditional Chinese wife gain respect from her husband's family?
She has a male child.
She has a male child is what it says here. I don't know if there's any...
It could probably be true in many
that,
cultures.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yes.
I'm married Polish.
Certainly Indian culture, too.
I'm married Polish. I love it. What is the oldest religion... found in the Middle East? It's kind of a catch-all kind of question,
the
I guess.
The oldest, what, Hinduism?
We do have Judaism, is what you said?
No, that's what Hinduism. I
said. It says Judaism, sorry.
Oh.
I got really confused. I'm not quite sure what the source is, but
wouldn't it be like
that's
paganism?
What we've got.
Like yeah, sun maybe worship or something like that?
Sand well, worship?
I think they mean
that
extant originated. Religions. You know, religions
yeah.
are still
yeah.
practiced.
All right,
that's
okay.
true.
All
that's
right.
true.
I'll buy that.
In which country is camel fighting or camel wrestling popular?
Saudi Arabia.
It's not.
Yemen.
It's absolutely
Ooh.
Not. It's in
like
a country
Kuwait.
With the name that sounds like another animal.
Not Morocco.
No.
Sounds like another animal.
Libya?
Not Libya.
Wow, that's a crazy clue.
Well, I can only think of one country that's named after an animal.
Turkey?
Turkey.
Oh, turkey.
And delicious,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, turkey. Wow. Poor camels, you know? They seem so easygoing in the cartoons. Oh, man. Watch out. They spit. In which country is it rude to send a Christmas card that's red?
China.
Close.
Korea.
It says here it's Japan. Oh. Because red cards are only ever sent for a funeral.
Yeah, well, I think that's true in China too, isn't it? Okay. Isn't red a color of death?
Red's the color of death. In which country were fortune cookies invented?
The U.S.
Yeah, United States.
Nice.
Yes, good save there.
San Francisco, right? Chinatown? Yeah,
probably.
You wanted to say Canada, but...
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get to it, so...
We're about to start up our own traveling company of a flower drum song here, and we'll pass on that. There's a reason that's not really produced much anymore. It's extremely racist. What was the first country to give women the right to vote, and what century was it?
Does the Iroquois Nation count?
That is
it's not really a country.
Sadly, it's history is written by the victors, Professor Roach. So,
was it Northern Europe?
Was not.
Hmm.
I'll give away the year because I think it might help place you. It's 1893. It's pretty darn progressive if you think about it.
Well, Australia?
Close enough. It's New Zealand. Zealand. Uh-huh. Yes, it was New Zealand.
Because that was about 20 years before Great Britain did.
Mm-hmm. And I can't let something like that go by without mentioning one of my favorite man show bits where they were collecting signatures to end suffrage.
And women's suffrage.
To end suffrage. Like, you've got to sign this. Who doesn't want to end suffrage? Wait, isn't that the women's right to vote? Oh, my Lord. Some questions from UDM student Annie Mendoza.
Oh, one of my students, yes.
Excellent. All right. Very cool. So our first question is, what previous school did UDM's president Antoine Garibaldi come
Gannon
from?
Gannon University.
Gannon University. No nice. Relation to the supervillain in the Legend of Zelda series. Yes. Where is Helen Keller from? I have a city and a state here.
Georgia?
No, not Georgia.
South Carolina? North Carolina?
No.
It's from the South, I thought.
Kansas?
I believe it is from the South. Would it help if I went Roll Tide?
Alabama.
Do you know the name of the city?
Tuscaloosa.
Starts with the letters T, and I've never heard of it before.
Oh. Tuscaloosa.
No, it's Tuscumbia, or Tuscumbia, is that what it is?
Tuscumbia? Something like that? I don't know. I think I've seen it.
Yeah, there you go. In what year did Nebraska become a state in the Union?
Where's a quarter when we need one?
1894.
It was later than that.
93.
74?
No, it was earlier than that.
64.
1867. Okay. It's just stuck. It's like the same year. I'm wondering what other states were joining the Union that year. It just rings a bell for some reason. Okay, this is a very recent piece of information. The first openly bisexual congresswoman is from the state of Arizona. Do you know her name? I know I heard about this.
Oh, what was her name?
Very, very recent. That's what it says. It says recent.
I don't remember.
No idea.
Kirsten Sinema.
Okay.
S-I-N. It almost, that's very interesting. Kirsten. How old was Steve Jobs when he died?
47?
No.
Older than
no.
He was 53.
No, he was older than that, slightly.
Really? 57.
He's 56. 56 years old. Still a young man.
Far too young.
Yeah, far
yes,
too young.
Yes, that's for sure. Young. Who was the final person, the last person who signed the Declaration of Independence? We all know John Hancock.
It wasn't like Button Gwinnett or anything like that, was
no,
it?
Somebody? The last person. He was a delegate from Delaware.
Joe Biden?
No.
It's still being signed to this day.
He was an infant then.
He was only a small child.
Strom Thurmond.
Initials TM. Any ideas?
No.
Thomas McKean is what it says. We've learned something.
Slacker.
About the state of Delaware. Oh,
Button Gwinnett.
No, I've got only, a copy of that.
We only have three things that he signed.
Wow.
It's like very rare signature.
Where is.
How rare is his baseball card?
Where is the original Declaration of Independence right now?
A library. Philadelphia. Library of Congress?
National Archives. It's the National Archives.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Rotunda for the Charters of Freedom is the name of the exhibit.
Yeah, that's
swanky. And it's this thing, it goes down into a vault.
Anybody seen National Treasure?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Didn't they have something on PBS recently where they were, like, refurbing it or something like that? Because it stuck to the glass and they're putting some gases or something in there. Because it's starting to fade a little bit.
I don't know. Mm.
Yeah, just spray it with WD-40.
Just shellac it. That water.
Just shellac it. There is a treasure map on the back.
But you need special glasses to see it.
Did Bigfoot take it?
And lemon juice.
And lemon juice.
What's the name of the man who built the first bridge that was made of iron? I know I've heard this before.
Isambard Brunel?
No, no.
It's not like Eiffel.
Initials TT. First same name as our friend from Delaware.
Thomas.
Thomas. And
Trestle? Titan?
Let's see. I believe there is a gas station at the corner of Telegraph and Ford Road. I just can't.
Tulsa?
Thomas Telford. No,
oh,
it's Telford.
Oh, it's Telford.
I love going through the intersections and seeing them put the two names of the streets together. Like, they'll never forget where we are. Telford, yes. Who is Britain's longest serving prime minister? 1812 to 1827. And for Britain, that's a long time.
Disraeli?
Nope. 1812 to 1827.
1827. Oh.
Lord somebody.
Of the rings.
Lord help us.
Jim.
He's got it.
Don't look at me, Jim. Hold on. He's trying to work it out. Come on.
Jim knows it. But
not Palmerston.
No, it was Lord Liverpool is what
it says here. Okay.
Wow. But I cannot help but think of one of my favorite Simpsons bits where Barney the Drunk is arguing with Wade Boggs, and all that happens is that the camera goes by and you see them yelling at each other, Lord Palmerston, Pitt the Elder. We're just arguing over who is the greatest Prime Minister of Britain.
Longest serving, not greatest.
Serving, yeah, exactly.
But, it's his real name. I can't remember.
Because that's just his moniker,
that was
right?
His title.
Yeah. We have a religious studies prof here. I'm hoping we'll be able to ace this one. What did God make on the fourth day?
Starbucks.
No. let's see. Birds, was it?
No.
Insects.
This isn't coming together for me, so I'm going to, yeah. This is kind of interesting.
The land, the trees.
Well, you know, you said Starbucks. It says here the sun, the moon, and the stars. So that's pretty close to Starbucks.
I was right there.
It was the fourth day.
It's on the logo.
So the first day, it was the light and the dark. Am I right there?
Yes.
So what was the second and third day if we're just getting to the sun, the moon?
The water.
The firmament, the heavens, and the earth.
Okay. Kind of thing. So the cosmos came later, huh? Okay, sure. Starbucks, I love it. Who is President McKinley's second vice president? Where's Roy when you need him?
President McKinley's?
McKinley.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, it was Teddy Roosevelt.
The one that succeeded him right after he got assassinated.
Right after he got assassinated, that's right.
Teddy Roosevelt succeeded him?
Mm-hmm.
McKinley ran in the presidential race of 1900 versus who?
William Jennings Bryan.
Bryan, yep, absolutely. Who won the presidential race of 1912?
Woodrow Wilson.
Oh my gosh, look at this run here.
And it was a three-way race.
That's right.
William Jennings Bryan, Teddy Roosevelt, the Bull Moose Party, and Woodrow Wilson.
Bull Moose. Democrat. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Hmm. Let's see. Can you give me, we have four reasons here, why the U.S. bought property of Alaska?
It was on sale?
Well, number four is listed as Russia offered a great deal. Yeah. Is what it said. That was number
because on the spot where the deal
because
was
of ores and metals. Sitka.
Rich natural resources?
Yeah, rich natural resources.
I thought for, what, frequent flyer miles?
And no, sort of strategic location, too. Same reason we wanted Hawaii.
Yeah, it says that there was a fear that Britain would use Canada and open up the Pacific for some sort of conflict. And we obviously have a Pacific face beyond just California and everything for that. It says the last thing, of course, it's a short trip to Asia. So we can do some trade there, too. It's kind of interesting.
And, of course, we can see Russia from one backyard.
That's right.
Porch.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Let's see here. How many different Law & Order TV shows have there been?
8.
Oh, my
SUV.
God.
Just to guess.
That's what I call it.
So I got Special Victims Unit.
Special Victims.
I'll just give you guys the original, Law & Order.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't watch the show. I don't. I'm clueless.
Really, kind of crazy.
Was there the British version?
The Crazy Cop is Criminal Intent.
Criminal Intent. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The British version. Mm-hmm. And the last one is the one that it didn't even last a season. It actually only lasted basically a month. It's called Trial by Jury. It was done from the jury's perspective, and apparently no one gives a crap about that. I'll tell you what, though.
Nobody wants to be on the jury.
BBC America is a pretty interesting channel, and they have the Law & Order. It basically is just like you would expect, original Law & Order.
Do they sprinkle it in between all the Top Gear episodes?
Yeah, there are way too many Top Gear episodes.
I mean, seriously.
And a lot of Star Trek, too, which I have no problem with. Yeah. But
that's not BBC.
And Battlestar Galactica. They show that a lot.
So they do show Doctor Who, which is very
they do.
Occasionally. And Graham Norton.
We'll get back in the TARDIS and meet up with you guys next week. Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Maggio.
I'll try to think of something clever by the doctor, but I can't. Goodbye.
Not that kind of doctor. Professor Roach.
Toodaloo.
Professor Chow.
Sure. What Jason said.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Get those bells. Yes. The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor. On location. It's our annual picnic show, and this year we have come to Chillicothe, Ohio, at the grand opening of the academic theme park.
Don't get cotton candy on the mic, okay?
That's right. Oh, it's the first academic theme park in North America. And I have with me today, that came all the way down from Detroit, we have George Pickering.
Sure. Pleasure to be here, giving away degrees.
That's right.
Step right up, get your degree.
George is very attracted to this thing over across from us called the Diploma Mill.
Oh, which, I love it.
Strolling along beside George is Kathy Bush.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. And this is the place, though, this Diploma Mill. You can have hot dogs with vice presidents. You can buy a degree or two. Anything your heart desires, academically.
Well, you can win it at games, too.
And you can do that. We're passing the casino. Let's take a look at the casino.
You can win so many student credit hours and profit points in there. It's unbelievable.
Are these life experience
points? Oh, absolutely. It is a life experience.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like a life sentence, but it's really a life experience.
This is really fascinating.
Step right up, spin the wheel, come out with 32 hours in religious studies. Here you are.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Prof is produced and technically directed by, it's produced by Adam Windbigler, and technically it's directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.